Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to the War Master Podcast, episode 73 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. And today's episode title is called Vampire Counts Revolution Edition.
Yeah, Paul's got a very booming voice now. I like it.
All right. Good.
It's good. We've got some new equipment. I don't quite know how it's going to work out. But
great.
We will do. you can only do things and learn from them and hope to improve.
Yep.
That's what, so I'll try and keep Paul's levels in tandem with mine.
Okay.
But anyway, so we're on Vampire Counts Revolution Edition, episode 73. But first, and most importantly, what's been going on in Portland?
What's been going... Well, I guess...
It's been two weeks.
So
what date is it, sir?
It is the 3rd of October, and that is a Tuesday. So what have I been doing? I have played... basically, my Vampire Counts have been commissioned painted by Simon, and I've done the basing and stuff, so I have this new War Master army to play with, to use, and I have used it in a game that we'll talk about later as part of this podcast against one of the members on the team that is on my team that is in the October the 14th at the team event, Phil. So that was good. I played and I used it, and I have recently had games against me when being used Vampire Counts against me. So, we'll do this as the podcast's title. I've also also aside from that, played some Dungeon Saga down the club as well, like the second half of set of the Beginner Quests, and quite a few games of 40k, as that is the gateway drug at the moment. Let's call it to a few other people. It's the game that is most commonly played at the moment by the majority of players.
The masses.
Did I tell you about the Guild Ball event? Has that happened since?
Yeah. No, you haven't told us about that.
You
said you were going.
And also I played in the club's last Guild Ball event, which is quite cool.
You were going and you weren't playing your normal armor.
No, so I took Union for the first time, and I took I hadn't played enough. I only played two prep games beforehand. That's two games flat ever playing Union. So what I did was I used the 10 squad player gimmick to like choose different squads for every game. Actually, randomly,
random.
Yeah, totally random. Yeah, just so I
because D10.
Yeah, basically, that's what I did.
That must have pissed people off.
Do you know what? It set the tone nicely for the game because if it kind of took out the whole, I'm not taking this very seriously.
So the last time you went to the final, this time I'm guessing you didn't.
No, I did not. But by the end of the tournament, I'd worked out the Union team I would like to use. Because I tried everything, all the combos I wanted to see on the table, and that was quite cool. Yeah, sort of like, there we go. Yeah, but I kind of gave mid-table. I think I had a bye and I won a game. And I lost two. So it was only four games were played. And I was doing quite a bit of painting in between the rounds. So,
hey, taking it serious.
Yeah. But it's cool. I mean, it's the thing about Guild Ball is if you would commission somebody to do it, to commission a team for you, then it's a very simple thing to do because that is your team. That's all your options then done. Like in a War Master army, like if your games are going to be 2,000 points, there's a certain size of army which will give you all the options you could possibly use really anyway in a 2,000 point list. So again, they're very good things to get commissioned by someone because it's kind of these Vampire Counts I've had done. Yeah, there could be some more options, I suppose, and I'll talk about them when we're going through my army that I've had done and my list options, etc.
Yeah.
Because if you've done a 2,000 point list almost like to the nose, then that's your options. But yeah, cool. And so I've played some 40k games as well, against various people. What I'm going to do with that, because I'm playing Dave next. I'm not at the club tomorrow. I'm at work. Mm-hmm. But the following week, I'm playing Dave Downs at 40k, and he's got the Primus Marines.
Super Marines.
So I can't use mine against his because that would be really boring.
It's not a training mission.
But I've come up with a good alternative because, I said I had Gene Stealer Cult and I said they really sucked. Well, this new, they do ally, fluffily, like ally that's part of the same army with Imperial Guard. And who's getting a new codex as of Saturday?
Are they?
Imperial Guard.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what they are. So
Gene Stealer Cult, and like bad guard, dirty guard, or like
infected guard.
Infected. Oh, okay, that's fair dinkum.
Brood brothers, they're called.
Because they're pretty crap. They don't really do anything.
So yeah, so I've managed to think, and I can borrow off Clarky the guard. Like, he's got a ridiculous amount of guard. You know, like,
of course
stuff.
He has.
You know, like, I don't, like, beyond more than any say one person could need. You know, like, I asked, oh, do you have any, how many Lehman Russes do you have?
Oh, just six.
Guess how many he has.
Six?
No, keep guessing.
Six is insanity, but fine.
This will make you laugh. Guess how many.
It could be any number with him.
30.
Clarky is, everybody in the world has seen, like, those hoarders programs on TV. This man, I've never seen anything like it. You'll ask him, he's like, have you got any of this? And he's got, like, he brings in, like, have you got any World War II German 15 mil? Oh, I've got, like, 12,000. 12,000 of those little, what were these? The little mobile cars with the guns on.
Half tracks.
Yeah, like, fucking thousands of them.
Yeah. So, oh, no, Stugs, that's what you're talking about. Yeah, the assault guns. Basically, that's 30... I didn't qualify, like, straight Lehman Russes. This is 30 chassis of Lehman Russ, different turrets and things like that. So, but I think that's probably... I probably got it covered, like, what I'll pick up this book and I'll choose to use, because I can use... for every detachment of Genius of the Cult, I can do a detachment of Imperial Guard, and they're the same army. I mean, they're battle-forged.
Right.
But I can't use... I wouldn't be able to use the new guard stratagems because I'm a Gene Silicoa army, but I will get to get my hands on shiny new tank rules. And so I'm going to take some Gene Silicoa and I'm going to... Yeah, it'd be quite cool. I'm thinking right now some guys in Chimeras running around with some Gene Silas ready to ambush. And then I'll sink my points into a tank company. And I'll be like, here we go, Dave. You know, eat five Lehman Russes or something.
You will. At least you're not running around with mining lasers now only.
Exactly. So that should be quite funny.
You can have your flashlight guns or whatever they're called.
my las guns. Pew, 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 pew. But also I thought that, because it'll be a long time, I think, until Gene Silla Cult get a codex. So at the very least, I could use them as guard if I wanted to. Because they are armed pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the majority, okay, it's las guns instead of auto guns, but they have the same profile in the game, so... There you go. They just look like a messed up guard regiment. And I do really like the... To be honest. Yeah, these new codexes that they're doing for 40K, they are well done. Like, this guard one has every regimental rule you could think of. They're doing regiment rules for stuff they've, like, only sold very rarely. And they're, like, suggesting how you can kitbash things to make new regiments, and like, and there's,
well, that's sensible, considering if they don't do it, somebody else will do it.
Well, yeah, exactly. And it's like official, kind of almost official, like, kit bashing guidelines. So, like, okay, and some results look really cool. Yeah, mixing like old Empire kits with Cadian stuff to make looking fine, like, you know, superior aristocratic guardsmen. Yeah, it looks quite cool. Anyway, on to the main... Yeah, so that's what I've been up to, is the important thing for Warmaster is that I've got my hands, my greedy little hands now, on a painted Vampire Counts army. And that it looks really good. Like, me and Simon have a good thing going at the moment. He doesn't charge too much and his effects are good and I do the basing. It keeps it down. It's a win-win situation.
I prefer to do the basing because then I keep everything consistent.
Yeah.
That's totally nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice. I've also got a bit of... bit of a result. I've got some Empire stuff back, so now my army's fully painted, just needs a bit of basing.
So the game we should play is you should use Empire and I should use Vampire Counts.
I will. Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
Yeah.
I may take Empire to some of these upcoming tournaments.
Are you? So what are you going to use for your team? Like, are you...
I can't remember which ones they said they were... It's Ian and...
Steve.
I can't remember what they said they were using. And I said I'd just fit in with whatever they used.
Yeah.
But I think if I don't use it in this... team event, I'll use it in the
singles. And
I love the cannon.
Yeah. Not the cannon, the fluff. No.
No.
You don't know a word of fluff.
The cannon, but like... Those big ass cannon.
Yeah. So it's good. Will you use them? Yeah, the singles. I was thinking we could do a new tournament. Now, I've booked off the whole of February. I've got all the whole month off.
Okay, that's extreme.
So, well, that's how much leave I had. Yeah, like, so we could go to Steam, what is it called? BonesCon now. And BonesCon. I would be free to do it. Now, do you think it's worth me planning our next tournament, the one we host, in January in 40K in Colchester or February in BonesCon?
You could do both. Why not do both? I think BonesCon is a bit of a stretch for some people.
I
know what it is, but like it's a 3-day event.
Yeah.
Or 3.5-day event. So that's a big commitment for people with families and jobs.
Stuff. Oh yeah, no. I mean you don't need to do it in one day.
You could maybe do 2 days.
Depends how many players.
The problem's always been getting enough rounds to make it viable. Because after the 3 rounds, it gets really messy.
Mm.
Like 4 rounds in a day, 5 rounds in a day, over 16.
4 rounds a day is a long day, isn't it?
5 rounds in a day is impossible.
Oh, no, you couldn't do it in Walmart.
So 5 rounds over 2 days.
Yeah.
That would give you how many players?
3 and 2.
That's 32 players.
But you're not going to get 32.
No, but that's as many as you could ever need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have a proper event going to a proper final.
So you think I should do both?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Well, are you actually going to do it this time, or are you just going to let me do it?
What?
Get in there. Yeah. So, I think you should do both.
Okay.
But I'm not sure how many people will get to BonesCon.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a nothing, mightn't it? I don't know.
No, I mean, of the Warmaster community. Yeah, I know the other communities
it's
are going.
It's in Birmingham. That probably opens it up to people who aren't from the South. But, yeah.
It's an amazing event.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just such an alien concept. I was having some conversations with John, who's the guy that is Mr. Bones, and we were talking through some of the numbers and stuff, and also about how alien it is for people to go to an event to play casually.
Yeah.
And in War Machine, that was the majority of people went there just to play casually.
Yeah.
So out of, say, I think the peak was nearly 600 players, there were like 400 who just did casual.
Yeah.
And like for a normal... Like, say you're playing 40K, the thought of going somewhere to just play casually for a weekend, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. Not unless you knew the people you were going with. You know, yeah. But you don't. But yeah, you're right, because in War Machine, you would just go jump in the smog pit and play, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and you'd get, if you were in any way shy, we'd kind of arrange games for you. We'd go find you an opponent or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's very strange, is what it is. But yeah, so Bones, I'd do both, Paul, is the answer.
Okay.
You've got the time off.
No, what I'll do is I'll ask Jim and Alex and see what their schedules are, and see what they suggest as well. Because obviously, if I'm hosting one in January, it has to be an event that the four of us can all do, because it doesn't run unless the four of us can all do it.
Okay, mm-hmm. But I'm already signed up to BonesCon.
Yeah, so, I know you. So I'll be there. I know you are,
and I'll be available in the evenings, but probably not during the day, realistically.
Yeah, yeah, no, so. you're I can't count on you as a player, but like, I mean, it's. It's how you advertise. I'm not sure how you advertise it. Do you just simply create a Facebook like event in BonesCon?
Well, have you tried talking to John about it?
Well, I know
what the method is.
But like, I only got it cleared today that I got all February off.
Right. So. Okay. Mm. Well, there we go. Let's talk to John then.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's talk to John. Right. So, what have I been doing? I played Magic this week. There was a new set. All exciting. 21 players, which is a monster of a day.
Yeah.
I was knackered after running the 21-player event. And it's called Ixalan. It's kind of dinosaurs versus pirates, which doesn't really do it much justice.
But yeah.
If you like dinosaurs and or pirates,
yeah.
This is your set, dinosaurs versus pirates. And I haven't really done much else, have I? I haven't played many games. We're going to play a game tonight.
Yep.
It's a bit of a weird one.
Yep.
It's one of my Labor Day, what do they call it? Black Friday purchases from 2016. We're going to play Disc Wars.
Yeah.
Set in the old world.
Mm. I even watched the official video on Fantasy Flight, how you play the game.
Yeah, so we're going to start off. We might not do the YouTube on the first one. It depends how long the intro game takes.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's quite simple, isn't it?
Yeah. But with all these things, it's all about the kind of words and word interaction. And I don't want to spend like the whole time looking through the rule book.
No, God no.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see how I get on.
Yep.
Right, so what else we got happening now? KR Multicase.
Is that KR.
Mr. KR.
Thank you very much, KR.
We're going to do a little jingle.
Yeah.
So you may hear a jingle now.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR multi-case today. Soft foam, hard cases.
What are we talking about today, Paul? What is our main topic?
Vampire Counts. Oh, I do have something else I just want to mention.
Go on then.
Total War 2 on the PC.
I thought that Paul's World was very minor this week. Mm. Normally we have a good 20 minutes.
But I'm trying
minutes.
To cut that down. You know, like I'm trying to this podcast is about War Master. I'm trying to keep it on topic.
Is it?
Yeah, it's meant to be. Like, anyway, apart from the episodes where we're not talking about it. But I get, so Total War Warhammer 2 is out. I have such a thing. You know, and
you bought that laptop that you weren't going to buy in order to play it.
Exactly. I found it. the genie gave it to me. Anyway, it's pretty good. But it's kind of, it's almost like in a sense, a pre-release, in the sense that the game's out, but the real game, the real thing you want,
the real game.
Is once they release the global map. So in Total War 2, they've gone for Uthwan, Naggaroth, Lustria, and what you want, and you've got Skaven in it, and I've only played Skaven because that's the only race there is.
Where do they live?
Everywhere.
they don't have a home.
Yeah, no. So that's out. And they're going to release a DLC patch which will combine games 1 and 2. So you can play a global campaign of both maps together, which will be amazingly epic. But also, even better, is you can play online 4 versus... You can play have all the races then. And in the new mode where you can have 4 versus 4 free-for-all, you can have like 12 playable races and sub-factions in those races as well. Like, so... Tons of choice. In fact, really, the only major races that now wouldn't be there are Tomb Kings and Ogres, if they're a major race.
I don't think they weren't a major race.
Really, it's Tomb Kings only, I can think of, and Demons, I suppose.
Oh, Demons are a major race,
though. So that'll be the third game, but that'll make it amazing when that... And apparently, there's no...
And Space Dwarves.
Chaos Dwarves.
Sigmarines.
No, not yet. Never. Yeah, when that comes out, it's going to be just fantastic. Because, you could do things in the global campaign. Like, I'm going to play as Naggaroth, Dark Elves, and I'm going to take over Uthwan. That's going to be the point of this campaign. Can I do it? Can I not do it before somebody else wins their campaign? And you're just going at just trying to do that. And it will just be amazing. Like the scale of the map will be so big that literally you can't move army A to B. It'll take too long. They'll die of exhaustion before they get there. So I just think that's going to be fantastic. And I played my first online games today, because I asked in the club who else has this game.
So who signed up? Who's on the game? Who's playing?
Well, Alex Janaway.
The winner.
Like, the winner. Phil Yules. Oliver is also, and then a few other people I know as well who are also playing it. So I played a game against Oliver today because, he was off. And this is brilliant. So I'm using Skaven. I'm yet to win, but that's fine. In one of the, because you build, you know the race the opponent's using, but you don't know their build. So I put together a Skaven. I'm trying to all right, what's my good Skaven army build? And I played against Lisbon, and he took just Carnosaurs. So just Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
What?
Yeah, so he, so my army what? Of... So I lost over 2,000 rats, to dinosaurs, basically.
Did you kill any dinosaurs?
I scared some off. I did not kill any, no.
What?
It was fantastic. It was hilarious, though. It was just like... it's just because you can do skew builds, but again, if you played that online, you'd think, okay, it's comical, but that's a bit silly. But when you are messaging each other, it makes it all fine. And especially if it was multiplayer, 4v4, all v all, that's not gonna, it's not like, I don't think that's gonna dominate. And creative arts will react quick enough, I'm sure. If they find something is dominating, they'll change it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just hilarious. It was just, I was like, right, all these dinosaurs are eating my rats. And I've not taken any spears and stuff, so I've not got anti-large on the go. I didn't think about that. I'm just getting...
Warp lightning cannons and none of this stuff. No.
Well, no, I took a lot of slaves.
They're quality troops, I've heard.
And they get eaten. I was like, all my slaves are getting eaten by these dinosaurs. 2,000 men I lost. Good general I am.
Yeah, good generalship. Sounds like the British Army all over. So while you're talking through that, I've been looking, because we're going to talk about vampire counts.
Yep.
And they got through the Rules Committee untouched.
There's one thing, which is just... so obviously, they were affected by the general changes of our War Master Revolution.
Absolutely.
But it's about ghouls and initiative. Yeah, that's the only thing that's been debated.
But wasn't that supporting charges?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So that wasn't.
But we'll come on to that when we run down the army list.
Yeah, I was just trying to think. Because I couldn't think of anything that affected them. But
no, there was nothing. There was nothing like that needed fixing.
So that was in a frequently asked question, wasn't
it? Yes. Yeah.
What
are ghouls? Are they alive?
They're alive. They've got initiative.
Yeah.
But your skelly bobs.
No, they don't have initiative.
Which is supporting them, or zombies or whatever, can't support them.
But it makes. We just answered it there, but it makes perfect sense. It's like if. Initiative is things living troops get. Ghouls have it. So they can make an initiative supporting charge move. Well, yes, they can. They're alive. But the only time they're going to get to do it, because you couldn't have skeletons charging on initiative because they can't charge initiative because they're dead. So it's only going to be when ghouls support ghouls. That's it.
Yeah.
So it's a very minor corner case scenario, but it was like somebody pointed it out and it's like, yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it?
That's absolutely right. Yeah. So they got through relatively unscathed.
That was it.
Yeah. So no other changes. So we will go through our said army list, which is very different. Even though this is another thing about War Master, why it's so good. There's only a few changes here from what a Tomb King's army runs.
Yeah. So,
but it feels completely different.
Oh, no, totally. Army. I mean, and this is, hence, should I talk about the game I played first? Or should
I play the game?
Or,
go on, talk about your list and the game. Talk about your game and the list, then we'll go through the army list.
Game and list. Okay, so I played against Phil, this guy who is going to be a very new player to, not to gaming, but like new player to War Master, and he wants to play War Master, which is admirable. So I and he's gotten together some high elves. He can borrow my painted ones for the event, and so I was kind of like I didn't teach him the game in a sense. So, like I said, it's better that we play a game, and then I'll teach you some tactics afterwards, and you can like pick it up as you go along.
Yeah.
Also, down the club was this guy, another older guy called Paul, who turned up randomly interested in Warmaster. So I was like, you can sit here and watch.
I had talked to him in the past.
Yeah,
Paul,
he said
he was coming
down and stuff. So it's like, okay. I think he's got experience. So I think it'll be a good one to arrange a game with him at some point in the future. Sadly, he was interested in both upcoming events, but they're sold out.
Well, that says something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it says, apart from we need bigger venues.
Okay.
Because you don't really ever want to have to turn people away.
No, I mean, because he's not on Facebook, and but I double checked both events, and yeah, they're both sold out now. So because the team event has to be a fixed amount for it to work.
Yep.
And that's you can't assume people aren't turning up until sadly they don't turn up. So that's fixed, and also then the Tri Wiz in November is maxed at 20, and that's sold out. In fact, it was lucky I saw when they said
I'd already
that
paid. I'd already paid.
Yeah, it was like,
just hadn't
like
put it on the list.
On, put you on the list. Yeah.
I'd already paid. Yeah. So admin error, Mr. Jim.
Yeah. So he can't join them. But I said, don't worry. Well, the next event I run, I'll make sure you know about it.
Yeah, and it's in January. And what's our maximum? The
32. Well, you were. I mean, I'd love 32 players, but the reason the November one is sold out is because a lot of the Scottish players are coming down to it.
Oh,
yeah,
that'd be good fun.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Right. Shame. We'll have to decide who's driving there.
Yep.
Try and dodge that bullet. Right. So talk us through the game. You played against Phil's high elf.
Yeah. So he was using my high elf army. So
on the tournament list,
I gave him tournament army. I gave him a list and like, here's an army that I recommend you use. Because it's from the collection I have, I quite like it. And we played a game. So, and I used my vampire counts, and my army list is pretty much what I've had painted, what I've gotten done, which is the models I've gotten as well. So, can I just grab the roster there just to make sure I don't miss anything out? So, I've gotten done 4 units of skeletons because that's the minimum for 2,000 points. I've gotten 6 units of zombies. 2 ghouls, 4 grave guard, 4 ethereal host, 4 black knights, though the list I wrote only had 3 in it, 2 dire wolves, two units of Felbats and the collection of characters that you can have. There's a Winged Nightmare in there as well, and a Black Coach, which even though... That's the thing about that. I'll comment on the army list review. I just don't really understand what the Black Coach is supposed to
it's
be.
It's unicorn, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know what it is rules-wise, yeah, but just unicorn. The concept of it is just weird to me. Anyway, so that was my army list.
A War Altered, isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so I have a big army, big break, lots, mostly infantry, getting across the table to him. And yeah, it was because High Elves are so forgiving, the fact that he was a very new player allowed him to like make up for mistakes. Yeah, basically almost beat me.
That's what High Elves will do.
And I'm like, I'm an experienced player, but this army is not as good as High Elves. Basically he sent his cavalry off in mistakenly how the cavalry would work. So he sent them charging off into the middle of my army and got them surrounded. But they still did all right.
But they will lose to infantry now.
Yeah, yeah. But he pulled enough of his army about with his command 10 to get it where it needed to go and interacting. So there was a early High Elf cavalry charge, which I enveloped in the center. And I got the better of him on the right flank with some knights and zombies against Reavers, start chasing them out. But on his left, his chariots, two units of chariots came smashing into my left and, yeah, just rolled through my left, essentially. But I'd done enough early on. Like, he made some mistakes where he split his bolt throwers up and didn't protect them well. So I could catch one early on with some fell bats. And I was like, afterwards, I was like, showed him how to build defensive brigades for them. Like, you know, them on their own, they're going to get just run over. Build them like, if you put them like this, how you can use High Elf bolt throwers. Like, you could set up a brigade like this, or you could set them up behind other brigades. You know, just watch out for if there's enemy flyers, they'll get taken off unless you protect them.
Yeah, but they do a lot of stand and shoot.
They
used to be a lot better when they hit on threes.
Exactly. Anyway, I chatted to him about that. And anyway, he really likes the game. You know, it's like, but for my team, it's basically Winter and the Padawans. So like, and I've got two very new players. So we're not going to win. I'll be the shark and I'll take whoever is the best player on the other team. I'll just take him out. And then my Padawans can lose. And then the other team, and that'll be that.
Okay.
Yeah, or at least we're the core of three. If this team event has to go to teams of four to make it work, that's our core. It'll be the three of us and one other.
Yeah, because that's the thing about a team event is, unless you're, how do you make them balance? If you get, say, oh, we'll take single players and you've got like,
well, you have to fill up. Well, I mean, I was chatting to Janice about this. So, at the moment, it's down for 16 players. So that means four teams of four. Four,
okay.
Eight, 12, 16.
Right.
So
that Janice and Jim.
Team one and two play each other. Team three and four play each other. They smash each other. Then team one and three plays each other. Team four. Yeah, it's round robin. Yeah.
Perfect.
But I mean, the thing is, it is perfect as long as those who have paid actually turn up. Yeah, but that's the thing, you can't control.
Yeah, 15's all right, 14's messy.
Yeah, yeah. So
14's really
that's bad. Why it's gone firm at 16 players, because that works.
Yeah, 15 works. So, with a bar, though.
Yeah, hopefully the singles, like the event attenders turn up, it works, there's enough singles to fill in the gaps of the teams, etc. But, you know, if my team has to be broken up, it has to be broken up. It's like to make it work, make the event work. It doesn't, you know. At the end of the day, we're all playing three games of War Master, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all good fun.
In my team, it'll be High Elves, Dwarves, and I'm Empire. So we're team Old World Good.
Team Cannons.
High Elves aren't. We're team The Alliance.
Team Cannons and Leadership 10. Should be good. Should be good.
Yeah. So the tale of that game is that I won through experience, but... God, High Elves are forgiving. You know, like, they really
Leadership
are.
10, I keep saying. Yeah,
I know. He just,
Dwarves are forgiving.
And he passed some orders which are just like, oh. Yeah.
Dwarves are forgiving.
So, like, you know, even when he wrongly placed his general and stuff, it didn't matter. No, it didn't matter. You know.
Just one extra order. One minus one and then we're in.
Oh, it's fine. I'll just pass it. Boys. Yeah. So, but it also, with the units that I've had built, my army list, and that is my collection there, is that the other thing I could do is, it would be some more units of skeletons, I suppose. But I do have a fully done Tomb King's army, which there can be extra skeletons if I need them to be.
Oh, that was the other thing I was going to say. I've got an Araby army sent away for painting.
They're gorgeous models.
They were crazy.
I love that Araby army. Like, who was the sculptor? I don't know, was it? But they, GW's own, like, they look fantastic.
I don't know.
It's interesting because Araby, like, so in Araby, they did an army in Warmaster they never did in Fantasy. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
And it's very Alibaba, kind of, like, magic carpets.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, Disney.
Disney, yeah. But, I mean, yeah. I've seen, he sent some pictures to my painter, and they're coming on nicely.
Mm. I'll have to have a look afterwards. Anyway, so we're not talking about Araby, we're talking about Vampire Counts.
Yeah. Go on then. But they're going to beat these Vampire Counts.
Am I supposed to talk about the fluff?
We've done the fluff one before. Do you want to talk about the fluff?
Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to.
Do whatever you like. Would you like to talk about the fluff? Is there really any fluff for this?
There's a lot of good fluff for Vampire Counts.
The Stygian.
Well, how do they become Vampire Counts? It's in their title, isn't it?
What, in Warhammer or in, like, mythology? General mythology?
Oh, not in mythology. Like in Warhammer.
Vlad the
in
Impaler. Warhammer. What were they recalled? Von Karsteins.
They're in modern Warhammer, so to speak. Like, they're, like, the more dominant bloodline. But there's lots of bloodlines. Yeah, and it's a long tail Vampire Counts fluff. And it is in the other podcast if you wanted to hear it. It's all there.
It's all there.
Yeah. But it's good fluff, Vampire Counts. Anyway.
And who are the main beefs with? Empire, I guess. Empire. Always Empire.
Yeah, they're mostly fighting Empire because they essentially mostly exist in Stirland, and which is a province of the Empire. And what's really cool is, like, one of the better bits of storyline in the end times is all Manfred wants is to be an elect. He doesn't want to rule the Empire anymore. He wants to be an elector count. He's just like, let me rule my province.
And eat them all.
In fact, I'm dead. Like, I'm dead. I'm like,
he must need to eat them again.
But that's what peasants are for.
Just let me rule you. Yeah. Eat two or three of you a week.
Exactly.
I'm not asking for much.
It's like, you know, in the future, we'll need 1,000 psykers to keep our lord alive a day. So, like, what's wrong with a few peasants?
1,000 psykers a day? What? He feeds them.
That's what the Empire, that's what the Emperor has to have.
What are you talking about? I don't know any of this fluff. What?
To keep the light of the Astronomicon alive.
What does he do? Does he eat them?
Well, they just kind of sacrifice and gets it. And it doesn't matter. They're like, it's not Vampire Counts. So,
well, it sounds like Vampire Counts to me.
It's the biggest vampire going. Like, so we have to run down their army list.
What is the army rule for ye undead Vampire Counts?
The army rules. Yeah, army so rules. They tap into the same army rules that Tomb Kings have. In the sense that the undead are, you know, not living, so don't have the problems of, you know, those troops being alive. So it links in some really interesting unique army builds, if Barry would keep it on the damn page so I can read it. Okay, so they will never act on initiative because they cannot think for themselves.
They have no brain, Paul.
They have no brain.
It's been eaten by maggots, etc.
Exactly. So they will only move in the command phase if given orders, which is a big negative. But they get positives. Positives are they are not affected by command penalties if any being within 20 centimetres because they don't care because they're dead. They also are unaffected by minus one compartment when fighting terrifying troops because they don't care because they're dead.
Because they're dead.
And are they not underused? Are never affected by confusion because they don't care because they're dead. Now that is amazing, the confusion rule, because that makes the army can take shooting better than any other army.
They
because,
can. They stand there
unless you take off units, or casualties, stands or units. Doesn't mean anything, you know, because your troops get pushed about. If they get pushed on your own troops, you just stop.
Yeah.
Because the penalty is confusion, they can't be confused. So they are fantastic for it. They are, and this again, the beauty of Warmaster is these simple army rule changes make it such a different army to Empire, for example.
Yeah.
So this is what makes the army.
And also, even though they're both undead, this is very different to Tomb Kings in how it plays and its army.
Exactly. Your Vampire Counts come across as a massive horde infantry army by almost default, is that that's what the army will build itself to be. But, while your Tomb Kings can do different things, they can have a bit of a ranged game, they've got more magic users, and they've got the access to quite a lot of chariots.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so our first entry is a good old-fashioned Skellybob.
Yep.
So he has two attacks, six up armor, and he costs us 30 points.
Yep.
And we've got to have two per thousand.
Yeah. So you've got to remember, with the points for these, there is some factor of points in that they have the undead rule. They're the dead rules, army rules. So they're not a direct comparison of the same stats to a unit in another army list that has no generic rules.
No.
Yeah.
Because that would be, if they had an extra attack, they'd be halberdiers. But yeah, you can't, because they've got some special rules.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you're going to have two in every thousand, so you're going to have a brigade of at least four. And a difference of this is that because vampire counts have have heavier infantry, you know, in Tomb Kings, this is your only infantry, combat infantry choice, so you have to have a lot of it.
Yeah, you've got archers, but they ain't infantry.
Well, they're not even worse, aren't they? In skeletons, like, you know, you take the four and you might not choose to take any more.
Might choose to grow some more.
Yeah, exactly.
Next fellas up are the zomboids.
Who are two attacks, four hits with no armor, and they're 35 points. So they are two per thousand, so you have, after again, you have to have four in a 2,000 point list. Now, so they're playing an extra 5 points for one more hit, but no armor.
These guys, you got to take them. But God, hits, I love fighting zombies.
Because the thing is, that is probably right, isn't it? Because hits are always there, but armor is, you might not make any passes anyway.
I love fighting zombies. Just punch them in the face. You got no. It's like fighting archers, isn't it?
Yeah.
They got no, but they only got two attacks.
Yep.
They're just crap.
Yeah.
Goblins with four hits.
Basically.
But without even a ranged attack.
A ranged attack as well. I mean, they used to be, in old vampire count lists, there used to be a unit that was four stands. You know, so they would, instead of having four hits, they had four stands.
That might be better. But there's still no armor.
The change. And they obviously went to keep, in later revisions of the army list, they're like, no, keep it in line with others.
Yeah, and makes sense overall. Mm-hmm. And then we have the ghouls.
Ghouls. Now, this is, to me, is the most interesting unit in the army list. I'll have to tell you why. So they are infantry with four attacks, three hits and no armor. And they are 55 points. No min maximum. Now, they're living. So this is a uniquely different thing from the Tomb Kings list to Vampire Counts, is this unit is alive. So it means ghouls can act on initiative.
They can?
Yeah.
But there was a frequently asked question, because supporting charges to stuff acting on initiative, could our little skeletons or zombies help those ghouls by supporting them in an initiative charge?
Which they can't, because they're, you know, like, it's the only debate which was with Vampire Counts which was needed. And that's come after, like, somebody spotted later, is that, of course, no, they can't, because the skeletons can't charge an initiative because they have no initiative. So the ghouls will never support them. You know, so the only way they can do a supporting initiative charge is by other ghouls charging on initiative, because it's the only other...
So it would be ghouls supported by ghouls are the only way you can get the supporting charge.
Only way. But it's cool. But let's say, like, it's in terms of an army build, having some troops that can act on initiative, I think is really strong. So your enemy charges into your masses, and of masses, you know, like, they'll do damage. Yes, they will kill things. Yes, but they can't kill everything. There's two combats most, you know, one advance at most, and two rounds of combat each time. So once the enemy's tied in, if they're, you know, you might have some initiative charges back with the ghouls.
Who are a bit hitty.
Yeah.
So they've got four attacks.
Yeah.
Three hits, no armor, 55 points.
Yeah. And I say, like, they... I think with practice, you know, how you use ghouls will be key to, like, getting the vampire counts to perform well. Basically, you get people stuck on waves of zombies and skeletons, and then the ghouls come in and countercharge.
Okay. They are quite expensive, but I think that's deliberate. Because 4-3, if you had 6 up armor for 60 points, that'd be an orc.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, 5 points for the armor seems...
They do seem pricey for it, but I think it's factored because they are in an army that they are, have different army rules.
So
even though I think it's rent transition to something else, they would be, hang on, they should have armor, or for those points they should have a better stat line, but they are trapped in an army list. They're unique in an army list.
So they're paying a bit of a tax for that,
which is fair.
Okay. Next one.
Graveguard infantry. So 3-3-5, and you can have for 60 points, and you can have up to 4 in an army, so you could have 8 units of Graveguard if you wanted to.
But they're good. They're good.
They're 5 up armor.
They're stock elite infantry.
Stock elite, same as High Elf infantry.
Marauders.
Same as Marauders. You know, that's your Graveguard. With the added bonuses, the bonuses and negatives of being undead. So you'll see a lot of Graveguard in an army, I think.
Do you take a lot?
I've taken 4.
Okay.
But I could see, and you could take more if you wanted.
Then you're getting to the realms of a lot of infantry because you've already got like 8 units.
Oh yeah, no,
minimum.
But I say, but like that's,
so that's another 16 units.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Vampire counts
and ghouls.
Vampire counts are big armies.
20 units.
Your next one is Ethereal Hosts, another unit of infantry. They've got 3 attacks, 4 hits, and no armor. And they have Ethereal Host rule, which means they will always hit on 4s, regardless of whether the enemy is defended or fortified.
That's pretty good.
So that's a unique rule there, is that they're always hitting on 4s.
Even against a steam tank?
Yes. It wouldn't matter to them because they're ghosts. So...
they're just pulling at those wires inside.
It's,
they go through.
It's
the
interesting because these troops, right? So they have no armor, and they have a standard amount of attacks. But this always hitting on 4s is this the troop you send in to dig somebody out of defended?
Yeah, but how expensive are they?
They are
90 points, I think, aren't they?
Is that right? Yeah, 90 points. Yeah,
that's expensive.
It does, but it's a weird rule, isn't it?
Well, they're definitely, they've got, it's like a, life is like a box of chocolates with the vampire counts.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's different. Everyone's a center. So you're trading off 3 units of skeletons for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you could maybe have 1, maybe have 2, but that's as far as you can go. But they can be supported by the other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when definitely. You chuck them into the woods to go and clear something out, they can take some skeletons or zombies with them, can't they?
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think there's any rules against that.
No, of course they can. I mean, like, and they also cause terror as well.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
And they can't be driven back by shooting.
And it says they cannot have a magic item, but when would you give them a magic item anyway?
Well, you could do that to it most. Yeah, okay. Because they're already fucking strong. Sorry, they're already very strong for 90 points because they do a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of terror in the undead army. So your Ethereal Hosts and your Winged Nightmare, which we'll talk about in a moment, has also terrors. And the Black Coach has terror. There's a lot of terror.
But these Ethereal Hosts are a unique. There isn't another one in the game.
No, there's no one that has... always hit on 4s.
No, nope, yeah, there's no one that...
ignores defended and fortified. I mean, in tournament play, we don't even have fortified terrain because it's too good. Ignoring defended, that is strong, isn't it?
Yeah. But they won't get charge bonus. So they're only 9 attacks for the unit hitting on 4s.
Yeah, that's right. So they will need to be supported, but... with the terror and it makes it almost like makes it pretty much like a fair fight.
Yeah, it's an interesting fight. But again, they got no armor.
Yeah.
And they're 90 points.
Yeah.
And they got 3 hits.
But they'll reduce the amount of attacks the opponent comes in. So say you had a unit of halberdiers in a woods, the Ethereal Host would come in, do 9 attacks, get 4 to 5 hits and get 4 maybe wounds, 4-3 wounds, while your scared halberdiers would do 6 attacks back, getting 3 hits. So the on all things equal, one on one, the Ethereal Host will beat the defended Empire troops.
Yep, that's true. But they don't have any armor, and you can sometimes get little spikes, as Paul knows.
Yeah, so a little.
So Ethereal Hosts are an interesting one. Black Knights. Now Black Knights are just cavalry.
Yep, but they're dead cavalry. So
dead cavalry.
They have 3-3-4 for 110 points, and you can get up to 4. In a list, so you could get 8 in 1,000, but they're the only thing in either. A Sphinx is better armor, doesn't it? They have a 4+ armor, so that can be everything.
They're just like any other knight.
But they also can't be terrified, can
can't
they?
Be terrified. But they can't charge initiative.
They can't charge initiative. Yeah. So.
And the stock 110 points. But then again, even. If you wanted to go knight heavy, you can have 8 units of those.
8 units, yeah.
It's a lot of black knights.
It's a lot of black knights. Yeah.
So that's how flexible the game system is. That even though it's like, I can only do this and I'm going to do that, there's tons of flexibility. You can have like almost a whole cavalry army because I think the next unit you can have...
Direwolves, which are cavalry, and have 2 attacks and 3 hits and no armor at 40 points. 4 units of them as well, so you can have 8 units of direwolves.
And when you look at Direwolves, 2-3...
They also have a unique rule there, and they have +1 attack to charging in the open, just like chariots and monsters. They have the charging +1 attack in the open rule.
Okay, but when you look... And we're just going off tangent a little bit now, because it's one of Barry's pet peeves. Mm-hmm. Is if you look at the Direwolf there, 2-3, no armor, works like a chariot, 40 points.
Yeah.
How on God's earth was a Chaos Hound 30 points? How in this world was 3-3-0 worth 30 points? It just doesn't make any sense.
No, that's not a... it's a comparison between the old,
because these are the crappiest cavalry apart from your Chaos Hound,
yep,
or Albion Wolfhound, yep, or whatever the frig they're called. Yeah, and they're 40 points.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, but they do get a little bit of a bonus on the charge, which almost puts them on the same on the charge.
Almost.
Well, it does. It's the same four attacks on the charge, but only two attacks defensively.
Yeah.
So, that is our Dire Wolves. Next one, Felbats.
Monsters, which are two attacks, three hits, six up armor, and they fly two units maximum, 2,000 points for 65 points. And they can home back. You know,
but they are just like harpies in a different
name. And they're based
name,
on the long edge.
Like harpies. Mm-hmm. So they're basically harpies, just they're called felbats.
Yeah.
And they look a bit different. They're bats rather than harpies.
But they're undead. Harpies. Like, so they don't suffer from terror and that kind of stuff.
No, they're useful, but they're not game-breaking. These kind of infantry-based long edge.
No. But being flyers, they can do all the janky stuff that flyers do. They can get behind other units to catch them. They can chase down artillery, like they're good for that. They can push characters back into brigades in a sweeping move. You know,
what, the old Pac-Man?
Old Hoover them up trick. I go to there, and then I land behind that.
So what Paul's talking about is you're allowed to move 100 centimetres.
When you're not charging.
And that doesn't have to be in a straight line.
No.
You can go like 10 centimetres this way, touch this character, 15 centimetres this way, touch this character, and like basically go and Hoover them up and then go back home.
Or go behind them. Or go behind them,
after you've made everybody run away.
Yeah, exactly.
And knackered all the commander. Next turn,
just limited it. Yeah, like
instead of being 20 centimeters in front,
they make the second orders harder. Yeah,
yeah, just messes them around.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you laugh. So there are always ruled. There's always uses for flyers.
Oh god, yeah.
But these are not quite what they call the birdmen. Not called birdmen. Well, still
unless
bad.
You've got a bird of village, then birdmen are amazing. Like,
what's next? Vamp. Oh, we're on couches already, so that's it.
That's it. So
no big sphinxes.
You have an army list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 types of infantry, 2 cavalry, and 1 monster. That's it.
Flying monster.
So by necessity, 5 to, you know, the army is mostly infantry. Infantry choices. So we move on to our characters. A vampire lord.
No artillery.
Nothing.
No shooting.
You have no range game at all.
Maybe a bit of magic.
But you do.
No bows.
No.
No spear chuckers.
Nope.
No, what are they called?
Bone throwers.
No, what was this? Skull chuckers. Skull chuckers. Yeah. Not that they care about skulls being thrown at them.
No artillery.
Reinforcements, mate. They've sent Bert back. so no range game at all.
Nothing that shoots. You know, no flying creature that breathes fire. Nothing.
Right, so what is our character setup?
So your vampire count general is +2 attacks, gets a 9 command, is 150 points. Because he's also a magic user.
Yeah, I had a feeling that must be, because that's expensive for a leadership 9.
That is expensive, but he's a magic user.
Okay.
We'll talk about the magic deck in a bit. So he's command 9. You know, it's pretty standard. Then you have your vampire hero, your standard 80 points for command 8, 1 attack hero.
Yeah. These are everywhere. Or give him an extra attack, call him an orc general.
Not yet. A necromancer wizard is a command 7, so exactly the same profile as your empire wizard for 45 points. And you're going to have one of these. So key to there is, so your magic total magic users in the army is 3. At 2,000 points. General, 2 necromancers.
So one less than the Tomb Kings.
They could have 2 leech priests each.
So that's 4.
He's not.
I don't know why. Yeah. I mean, you'd think he'd be a magic user, but I don't know why he isn't.
He's got another unique ability. So that's it. 3 magic users compared to 4. And then you have 2 mounts for characters. You've got this Winged Nightmare, which is a monstrous mount for 2 attacks at 80 points, causing terror.
Flying. So that's a Wyvern, basically.
Yes. Exactly the same. And the last one is a Black Coach, which is a chariot mount for +1. And the chariot mount means that there's some bits of scenery it can't go in. Is it 40? And adds 1 attack and is going to cause terror as well.
Okay. So I think it's pretty stock. 1 attack in terror, I think that's 40. 2 attacks in terror is like 60.
Yeah.
flying to attack his AT.
Did you say that a unit joined by a character riding the black coach causes terror? So it's not. Yeah, it'll be.
Well, the character doesn't do anything, does he, on his own?
No, he doesn't. But like, after, yeah, of course he does. Yeah, that's the same as always, isn't it? Yeah, of course it is. Anyway, so there we go. The thing is about fluff wise, I just never understood what the black coach is like in terms of. It's basically vampires can't go around in the sun because that hurts them, and yeah. This is their transport. So it's basically like it's like a limousine. It's like or a hearse.
Yeah, right? It's like yeah, exactly right.
But it's just weird. It's just
well, if he wants to go to the shop, he needs a snack in the day. Yeah. He can't go out, so he has to go in his black coach.
His
flying black coach.
Anyway, so, at least they did a nice model for it in this range.
Yeah, they did a lot of nice models. Yeah. To be fair, I mean. That's another thing about Warmaster, is how lovely the models are.
Yeah,
I mean, they're only 10 mil. Yeah, and there's so much detail in that little 10 mil. But
tininess is beauty.
Beauty.
So the Vampire Count spell list, I think it's one of the strongest spell lists in the game. So you
it's
have...
Because not only has it got the best spell in
the
game...
The best spell in the
game. It quite possibly has the second best spell in the game.
Yeah.
So it's like a...
So Vampire Counts, they have Raise Dead for 5 up to cast, range 30. The best spell in the game because you create a new unit of skeletons at will from a combat which is in 30 centimetres. So you can put them behind the enemy. You can put them trapping stuff. You can
put them in front so they've got to charge the bloody thing.
Yeah, and it's a completely expendable unit.
Means nothing.
Means nothing to your break. You just need combats around to like generate it. So, and this is the spell you should cast.
So it's a little bit harder for these guys because they don't have like a disposable unit of cav to throw away.
Yeah.
Miles away to trigger a combat. They have to kind of get their inventory involved a bit more.
Exactly. So. And so that's, we've already said, long said, this is the best spell. Then you have Vanhoe's Dance Macabre.
But it's the best spell because it's so
useful.
Yeah. And it's not just useful in one place. It's useful everywhere. So, attack, defense.
Like, and once you've won attrition, that combat, you've got an expendable unit you can just jam the enemy with. And it means nothing to you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a disaster to play against Raise Dead. Whenever I've played, there's a tipping point, I reckon. If you get more than two Raise Deads against your opponent, they've probably lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Because by the time... I can't remember who I played. Maybe it was you, maybe it was Nick. And there was like... It was turn four and he got like five Raise Deads off.
Nick.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, mate.
Yeah.
It's like,
you've got... You can't do enough.
There's too many of them.
Yeah.
So, exactly. Raise Dead's just lunacy. And if you've got three wizards, then you're getting one off a turn, on average.
On average.
Yeah. Which is bad.
Yeah. It's worth Ring of Magicking.
Kind
of bad.
And then the next spell.
Vanhoe's Dance Macabre. 5 up to cast, range 40. It is a movement spell. The range 40, is that the same as Voice of Command? No, Voice of Command's 30, isn't it? Interesting.
Well, maybe that's a typo. I think 30s, but I'd have to check.
So it's a movement spell. Now, who in the Vampire Count's army gets this is probably Black Knight units, isn't it?
I mean, to be fair, this type of spell was much stronger before Revolution.
Yeah.
You had unlimited... You get them in the flank and just grind them to death over like 20 turns.
Exactly.
But you only get two turns now. So it hurts, but not the same level.
It's nowhere
level.
Nearly as bad as it used to be. But yeah, I mean, I think with the Vampire Count's... I think only really the obvious choices are Black Knights that you want to get a charge in with because they failed an order.
Or your spirit host or something, because the problem is you don't have initiative, so this gets around the lack of initiative.
Exactly. But it's like, do you want single units acting alone normally? No, I mean, because if you break up your brigades too much, you won't be able to command, get them all.
Depends what they're going against.
Yeah, exactly. So but the thing is you'll cast Raise Dead whenever possible, so this is a spell you approach into. This is the spell you cast when you can't cast Raise Dead.
You can always cast it on the Felbets, bats.
Yes, yeah. And then get them.
That's a legitimate thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you, because the difference here is you've got a way of mitigating your biggest weakness, which is the lack of initiative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And having to roll the 8 all the time.
Yeah.
But you get random by using this.
Yeah. So then we have two attacky spells. Death Bolt, your 5 up to cast is your range 30, standard 3 dice, no armor. Now, the problem is this spell is the army has no ranged attacks, so it's almost useless.
Well, what you'd say is, like, if you were new to the game, say, oh, what I'll do is I'll get all three wizards around and I'll spam it three times into them. And if I'm really lucky, I'll get three but you can't. Because if it's been affected once, you can't affect it again.
The same spell twice.
So the chances are you're going to do a maximum of two. If you're really lucky, three. We'd have to be really lucky to get the spell off and do three wounds.
It's at best, it's used to create a confusion situation. That's it.
Yeah. It's better than nothing.
It's better. I mean, it's a standard like type of spell of the game. Almost all magic laws have this spell. And last one is Cursive is your 6-up spell to cast, range touching, which will be you get 6 attacks. Worked out in the usual way, which will also count for combat res.
So, this is a weird one.
It's a weird. I mean, it's you. Why would not cast Raise Dead?
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't cast Raise Dead.
Like, if you're in combat and like,
I'll tell you what. I'll bring up 3 units. That'll do 6 attacks in the back. Or I can try and do this on a 6-up.
Yeah.
Twice as hard.
Yeah.
And I've got to be in the bloody combat.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm in the combat as a wizard, what am I doing? Why am I here?
I think the only time you cast this spell is if it's like, I've sent my general in, I've already cast Raise Dead into this combat, so I can't cast Raise Dead again, so now I'll cast Curse of Years.
But he's got to be in the unit.
Yeah, exactly. So this is like last turn of the game.
And it's a 6-up.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's a bizarre. This one's probably the only weak one. I mean, you could ring magic it if you really needed it.
I think really you could delete these two spells and...
Well, early doors, you might as well do Deathbolt because you're not doing anything
else. Yeah, I suppose. I mean, but anyway, it's still, with the Raised Dead and the movement spell, makes it the best. I think one of the best, if not the best spell lore in the game.
Yeah. I mean, Deathbolt, don't get me wrong. If you've got a unit of cannon, then... As long as you, let's assume you get the spell off, there's a 50% chance you're taking a cannon off.
Yeah, no, because
you only need two hits.
It was a fireball, you could set Treeman on fire and like for double damage.
Double damage. All those many, many, many Treeman.
So, overall army, what do we think?
Oh, well, these guys were, I can't remember what we gave them.
Mid to low tier.
No, get bent. you're on glue.
They're not low tier, but they're mid tier.
I think they were like... Tier 2.
Yeah, tier 2.
But they might even be a little bit stronger than that.
I think Tomb Kings are better, personally.
Okay.
Overall, I would say Tomb Kings are better. In fact, that might
the chariots are good.
That might even be something I put on the War Master Facebook group, like, decision time, what is better, Tomb Kings or Vampire Counts? Go.
Yeah, you're probably right. Tomb Kings are better. Mm-hmm. But... these guys aren't bad.
No, I
they're
really
tier
like
two. I'm not going any lower than that. That's ridiculous.
The thing is what's nice with Vampire Counts is with Tomb Kings, you're like tempted to have artillery, you're tempted to have monsters, which reduces your overall breakdown. Vampire Counts don't do that. You know, like
I think I once did a break 22 Tomb King armor.
Yeah,
it was shit. It was rubbish.
But it looked good. Yeah, like it would look good. So with Vampire Counts, you're like, I'm going to take a lot of infantry. And having gotten one painted, it's quite a colourful army as well, because the ghost, the ethereal host looks different from the ghouls, which look different from the skeletons, which look different from the zombies. There's quite a range of look in the army as well. And vampires are cool at the end of the day. They're sparkly, like Twilight.
That's what I'm going to say. You can keep your Twilight. I'll keep Blade.
Yeah.
Killing vampires. You can be, be Twilight.
There's a right way to build army space, but like the Vampire Counts in my mind is a break 15 infantry army. You know, that is going to move 20, maybe 40 centimeters a turn at you a turn and start enveloping you.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know,
I think I'd be tempted to have more knights and stuff because the problem
you
is.
You would, because.
Like, of course. Because the problem
you're a
is,
cheesemonger.
Because once you start rolling this wave of chaff ward, like yours, what they called Skaven slaves.
Yeah.
The problem is when the Silver Helms come riding in en masse, they just all evaporate. Yeah. All the infantry just dies.
Yeah.
And suddenly it's not like
so many bodies.
Your ghouls are like, oh, I'll pick off these. The ghouls might not be there either. Like, they're all gone.
They're attacked first. It's like, oh.
Nothing's got any armor apart from the graveguard.
Yeah. There'll be, with repeated play, there would be some interesting builds and deployment to Vampire Counts in like, almost like...
So what brigades are you going to do? What brigades did you do? Because that's an always
interesting... I've kept it like quite mono, like a brigade of skeletons, a brigade of zombies, a brigade of ghouls.
What, four ghouls?
No, just two units of ghouls. Two. But like a brigade of ethereal hosts. It's probably where I've sunk too many points into that. I could get rid of two units of Ethereal Host to get more.
Four Ethereal Host?
Yeah, it was good.
Holy moly, that's 360 points.
Yeah, it looked good. But like, it's probably, I probably only need two units.
I'm not sure they do. Well, yeah. Maybe they could. No, they couldn't, could they? Ethereal Host got four hits. They got four hits.
So the army's stronger against those who can suffer from terror. Like, yeah, so like a dwarf army, for example, does not like attack modifiers against it. And this army has a lot of terror.
I think they'll just grind you out. Yeah, they'll probably just hit the hammer, say, no terror this turn, no boys. Give them a good hammering.
Give them a... Hey,
send in the twirly whirlies. And that'll be the end of you.
Yeah, I suppose. But I really like them, and I definitely would want to take them to a tournament.
Okay.
But I think that with practice play, I'd be looking to push the army even bigger. So that would mean I'd have to get some more stuff done.
I don't know. You can have too much chaff, man.
Never have too much chaff.
They've got Graveguard. They've got proper good, proper good,
proper good,
proper good,
proper good
infantry. Yeah. That's not even doesn't even get scared.
No, it doesn't. Does it?
It's good. It's cheap.
Yeah.
60 points. Good. So anyway, so what else we got to talk about tonight?
Just about upcoming events, which you kind of already mentioned.
Yeah,
we've got
two.
Yeah,
my wife was very happy when I told us two coming in the next month.
Fantastic.
And we're going this Saturday. We're going to the Colchester Gaming Fair.
Yes, let's talk about that. Yeah, which is again a unique. So it's a first time running like show. Has that happened before?
No, yeah. No. I'm working with Tom. I'm actually going to try and.
Are you touting Blackgate?
Yeah, just a little bit of the early stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So none of the new stuff.
Yeah.
Just the old warriors and armoured warriors.
And I will be demoing for the club. I'll be on our demo game, which is going to be Marvel and DC miniatures. Roscoe's done a very nice table.
I saw that. He's done some good work.
Yeah, yeah. And also Eric as well is helping. So the three of us will be happily playing
the Grouch, as I like to call
the Grouch. Well, yes. But he's good. He's good in public.
I have to pinch myself sometimes to remember how old he is, because he's not that old, is he?
And then we'll be playing that, which is fine. And I've finished off on night shifts the Team Avengers and Team Captain America, so you can play as either of those teams. Like, that's what I'll bring as models.
Okay.
Yeah, which is it's the thing is we don't know, because we don't know what to expect. Essentially, who knows the type of people we'll get.
I expect to bring and buy and to sell some stuff and buy some stuff.
What are you gonna take to sell?
I don't know. I've got some those new Marines.
Ah, right. Okay. Oh, right.
Yeah, stuff like that. Just stuff that kids will like, or old board games, whatever.
Yeah.
That kind of bits
that's a good
idea.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it should be good. Should be good.
Mm-hmm. I like the fact there's no fees. So you don't have to worry about postage. You don't have to worry about eBay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully you just get the cash at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully not spend more than I sell. Which is always the fear with bringing by.
Yeah.
So we'll hopefully get back to a more routine.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not doing Tuesday nights now, because Tuesday nights are going to be free.
Yeah,
Tuesday night is podcast night.
Yeah, no, definitely. So we need several games. We need to play, I like to play some games with Vampire Counts. Empire versus Vampire Counts would be a good game.
That's the next game.
And we'd also like to do
the Wagon Train. Wagon Who's going to have the Wagon Train?
Well,
Vampire Counts.
You should. I'm bringing bones.
Blood.
Blood, yes. Blood bank. I'm going a posit to the Iron Bank with blood.
Bring the blood. So you've got to bring in your blood supplies. Yep. We're playing at night, obviously, because Vampire Counts don't come out in the day.
Yeah, why would I? Yeah.
So how does that work?
What do you mean, how does it work?
So, like, it's the day.
Yeah.
Because most fights are in the day.
Yeah.
Because most men can't see in the dark.
Yeah.
So we're out to fight in the day.
Okay, yeah.
And all your leaders are hiding.
Oh, well, no, so this game taking place at night, so that means you can't shoot. No, means you've got no shooting.
Warhammer fluff. Where are these vampires while you're doing all the
fighting?
Well,
what they actually do is they overcast the day, don't they, with clouds and stuff. That's how they do it.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah. Okay. So it's always,
I saw that film too.
Yeah.
It was good. Right. Okay. So that was War Master Purchase at 73 tonight.
Yeah.
73.
Yeah.
Almost there.
Another thing. I've finally gotten the rest of the orcs back.
Oh.
So the next time we do an orc challenge, orcs have a better list.
Okay.
So I'm not saying they're going to win, but they have you've got a better list to choose from. So then we should do
orcs versus vampire counts.
Ooh. That'd be interesting. We should do another orc challenge as well.
The orc challenge. Right, so hopefully we get back into Tuesday night. That'd be a good routine.
Yep.
So That was Paul and that was Barry. And yep. That was Warmonster Podcast episode 73.
Yep.
Good night.
Would you like to know more?